Sweet Surrender by Maeve Darcy, read by Mistborn Hero. A sensate podfic, rated for mature audiences, featuring the relationship Wolfgang Kala Rajan. It is tagged for canon compliant, post canon, established relationship, slice of life, polyamory. Summary. They wake up together, and plans are made, and maybe derailed. "You know, we've never been on a date, the three of us," said Rajan, tucking around his toothbrush. Wolfgang glanced in his direction, tilting his head. His left hand was drawing patterns on Kula's back as she slept, still recovering from the previous night.
"We just slept together," he said,
unable to keep the smile off his face. That they did. They slept together like they had been doing for the past month. Rajan took the toothbrush out of his mouth and said,
"You know what I mean."
The truth was, he knew what Rajan meant, but the kind of date Rajan wanted to go on was not something they could do in Bombay. Everyone and their mother knew of Rajan's family, and if they saw him with Wolfgang on anything that looked like a romantic date, they would spin a story that could ruin Rajan's reputation. And Kala's in the process. Wolfgang wasn't eager to become gossip material either. He was already part of one too many conjectures regarding his presence in Kala's life. Wolfgang breathed in deep before bursting Rajan's bubble.
"We can't exactly."
"I'm aware," he said. "Not in Bombay, at least. But what if we were in a city where nobody knew us? A place where nobody can make a big deal out of it because it is not a big deal."
"What do you have in mind?"
"You haven't been in Berlin for a while," Rajan trailed off. Wolfgang's gut reaction was to say no, to say it would be too dangerous for them. But fax wasn't a problem anymore. He had sent his apologies in the way of weapons to the stray Lila after she betrayed him. No other Berlin gangsters were eager to get on Wolfgang's bad side after hearing that he had chased Lila all the way to Naples to kill her. There was nothing stopping them from going to Berlin anymore. Hell, Felix would be stoked to see Wolfgang again and hang out. Nothing stopped them from visiting the city he grew up in except Wolfgang didn't want his previous life in Berlin to touch Rajan. Kala had been involved way too much because she was connected to Wolfgang and it almost got her killed in Italy. He still felt guilty about his own role in the shooting, about his part in making Lila so mad that he and his cluster almost died trying to stop her plans. How could Wolfgang allow himself to be the reason Rajan was in danger as well? Wolfgang took in a deep breath, drawing from Sun's inner peace to be able to continue. It was easy. Just one word and Rajan would drop it. One of the reasons Wolfgang liked the man was his ability to let it go. Even when he wanted to understand, he was aware that some things were better left unsaid. He must have been silent too long because Rajan said,
"It's okay if you don't want to. I just thought that maybe..."
"Okay," Wolfgang interrupted.
"Okay?" "Yeah, let's go to Berlin," he confirmed. "Though maybe I should warn Felix."
"Wouldn't he like a surprise?"
Wolfgang smiled at the memory of his dearest friend's face the last time Wolfgang surprised him in the key shop. "He would not be pleased if Wolfgang scared the living daylights out of him for fun."
"You know what? Maybe I'll call when I'm there."
Rajan smiled at him, the kind of smile that made Wolfgang glad to have made it this far.
feeling butterflies in his stomach would be too cheesy, but there was certainly something there.
"I'll arrange everything," said Rajan. "Shouldn't we tell Kala about this?"
With a grin, Rajan replied, "Let it be a surprise a little longer. Do you think we can keep a secret from her?" Wolfgang recalled all the times he bit his tongue and closed off his thoughts to avoid revealing the depth of his feelings, aware that it was more difficult now because of how close they had become.
"I can try."
Rajan nodded to himself, then went back to the bathroom to finish brushing his teeth. When he came back, his hair was styled and his shirt buttoned all the way. Wolfgang looked at Kala's sleeping form for a moment longer, then gently shook her awake. She would never forgive them if they missed breakfast.
"Kala, Kala, what do you want for breakfast?"
"Neva's cupcakes," she asked, her voice muffled against Wolfgang's shoulder. Rajan shook his head, but his annoyance was short-lived, as if Kala's recent obsession with those cupcakes was nothing but adorable.
"I got them. Don't start anything I wouldn't."
With a sigh, Kala said, "That's not the warning you think it is, Rajan." As Rajan left, Kala turned her head to look up at him. "How long have you been awake?"
"Not long. Do you want to shower first?"
Her hand caressed his chest, feather light and teasing. Electricity hummed under his skin, her touch intoxicating, lethal.
Maybe I don't want to shower just yet."
They kissed for a long time, long enough that Wolfgang forgot about their plans for breakfast, lost in the warm feeling that consumed him whenever he kissed Kala. She was here, solid in his arms, making him feel alive, real, worthy. Kala put a hand on his chest, pushing him down, then straddled his hips in a swift, practiced movement, leaning down to kiss him with a smile on her face. Faintly, he heard Rajan's feet in the hallway, accompanied by soft singing that stopped the moment he reached the bedroom.
"Kala, we're gonna be late for work," he said,
looking between Kala and Wolfgang. His eyes filled with lust. Not even he believed his own weak protest. She pulled away, her beautiful black hair cascading down her shoulders, and bit her own lip, grinding her ass on Wolfgang's cock until he groaned. Wolfgang turned to Rajan with a raised eyebrow. Rajan's face told the story of someone who had lost an argument many times. And he had. This particular argument about being late was lost enough times that Wolfgang was thrilled to know he could read that face as well as any face in his cluster. Wolfgang knew the exact words to break his resolve.
"Join us."
As usual, Rajan didn't need much convincing. The end. This has been recorded for Polypod Week 2025. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today.